know some of the time that we'd make several hundred gallons of sorghum, but nobody liked it much. But the Louisiana cane was what they liked, and we'd make that for our use.
Did they ever call it, did you ever call it anything besides molasses?
You call it syrup.
Syrup.
Louisiana syrup, or sorghum syrup.
You call it either syrup or?
Molasses. Yes, they'd say that sorghum lasses, and because they didn't like it. But in any way, they'd use a lot of that to put in the silo, because it had a lot of juice in it, you see.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
They'd put, cut green corn that it was, they'd had the ears pretty well matured on it. Anyway, while it was green enough, though, the stock needed, they put the sorghum in corn. Take them sometime a week, get that stuff cut and hauled and cut up, and that was a lot of work getting that done.
To you, is there any difference between molasses and syrup?
No, I think that now you get this Cairo syrup, and of course it is syrup, Cairo syrup. That you buy, but anyway, what we had, the sorghum and Louisiana, but both of that was syrup or molasses. You call both of it syrup or both of it molasses.
I see. Yeah. That green corn you mentioned, talking about the corn, did you have a name for the outside covering on the ear of corn?
Shucks.
Okay. What about the part that grows out the top of the stalk?
Tassel. Right.
And that stringy stuff that you brush off of it?
Silk.
Right. Did you have a name for corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
You just pick the silks off and eat the rest of it.
Yeah. Did you have a name for that kind of corn?
No. No, it was just same corn as what you'd cut out to make cream corn.
Yes, ma'am.
And so anyway, that you could just boil it on the cob or cut it out and make cream corn.
What I had in mind was roasting ears. Are you familiar with that? That's what that was.
Roasting ear stage, that they call it. You got to get it when it is mature enough to be any good, but not let it get too hard.
So after a certain point, you wouldn't call it a roasting ear anymore?
No, it'd be too hard to be a roasting ear.
I see. Well, is that the stuff that you just feed to your hogs?
Yeah.
And
the stout. You see, you got to give all of the horses and mules that you had in all of these stalls. If you'd send some of the children and tell them to give each one so many ears of corn, and they'd have to shuck that corn that they'd put in the trials for the stock.